You have reached our dispatch escalation line. Calls handled on this line are only related to dispatches in progress. If you need information about a historical dispatch or are attempting to have service dispatched, you should hang up and call your program's designated 800 number, as we will not be able to dispatch on this line. Please hold the line for the next available dispatcher to assist with your dispatch in progress request.
All of our customer service representatives are on the phone. You are next in line, so please hold. And
hello.
Hi, you've reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Sherry. Are you calling me from a safe location today, please?
Yeah. Okay.
Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Do I need what?
Are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I am.
Okay. May I have your first and last name, please?
Errol Rose.
And how is Errol spelled, please?
E-R-R-O-L.
Okay. And Rhodes?
R-O-S-E. Rhodes, R-O-S-E.
R-O-S-E?
Yes.
Okay. Could you verify callback number today, please?
256-964-2644.
I just want to confirm because the phone is really muffled. 256-924-2644.
964. Yeah, I'll be quiet. I'm on the phone. Yeah,
256. Yeah.
2644.
Still, okay, so 256-924?
964.
964-2664?
2644.
Perfect. Okay, thank you for that. Would you like to receive text mobile updates with the status of your service today, sir?
What did you say?
Would you like to receive text mobile updates with the status of your service today?
Yeah.
Text updates. That just keeps you informed on your service as it progresses?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Okay.
Message
and data rates may apply.
I got a question.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Covered with my insurance, right?
The towing service or the service being requested, we would have to bring up your policy information.
Okay.
May I have your may I have your membership ID for your roadside, please?
Oh, I don't know that one. Membership ID, I don't know that one.
Okay.
Is email?
For security reasons, may I verify the address that we would have on file for you, sir?
Okay, on file. Okay, sure. I think it's 2216 Wind Trade Circle, Apartment B.
Would we have a different address for you on file, sir?
You said, do you have a different address?
Would we have a different address on file? Like for the billing address, for the roadside policy?
Oh, like, is there a different, what do you mean? I'm sorry.
For security reasons, could you verify the address that we would have on file that's associated with your policy, please?
Oh, okay. Sure, give me 1 second. Let me be right back.
Okay.
Mike, what's the address that's on file, Pat? 1500 Fifth Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama.
Okay.
Let me turn it on.
Why not?
And what is the year, make, and model of your disabled vehicle?
Two thousand 2010 Chevrolet Impala.
What color is the vehicle, please? What color is the vehicle, please?
Oh, silver. I'm looking at this here.
Okay. And to confirm the reason you need service today, so the reason for the breakdown, sir.
You said what's the reason?
So to confirm the reason you need service today, the reason for the breakdown of your vehicle, please?
Oh, because somebody stole my car and I found it. And it was in a ditch.
Okay. So what type of service is being requested, sir?
A tow. Well, it's stuck in a ditch, so anyway,
you get
a winch.
Okay.
Aggressive.
Okay, just going to put you on a really quick hold, really quick, see if I can unstick my screen here. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Come here, Shane. Oh, because it's cold.
What you mean, you'll know that? Yeah, some kind of consciousness. Somebody probably did call you.
What?
Somebody called
you.
Oh, you probably wouldn't know.
Yeah, somebody
No name of the street.
Today,
I'm disgusted. You know? It's like on my car, look.
Okay, so Mr. Rose, so you're needing a winching service. I'd just like to give you an update. So note that we do not tow from impound lots. We don't cover vandalism, fire, vehicles in backyards, or from a repair facility. So the winching service would be at a pocket expense, so we would have to get a quote.
It'd be a pocket expense?
Correct.
What? Why is that?
Because the policy doesn't cover the vandalism.
The vandalism? Policy doesn't cover vandalism?
That's showing here. Just give me one moment. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold. Yeah, Mr. Rose, hi, Cherry. So I did double check that on there. Under lease of vandalism, that covers all, like, theft and vandalism. So your policy doesn't cover the winching service. It will be a full out-of-pocket expense today for cash call, or you can call your plan provider.
Okay, so how much would that winching service probably cost?
I would have to map it out and get a quote for you for the out-of-pocket. Okay, so just give me one second. Okay, is the vehicle less than 15 feet from paved roadway?
Less than 15 feet from paved roadway?
Yes.
Okay.
It is or it is not?
It is. It's not. It's not. It's close to the roadway.
Okay. Is the vehicle in a ditch?
Yes, it's in a ditch.
Okay. Is the vehicle stuck in snow or sand?
No, just dirt.
Okay. Is the vehicle lodged on a curb or a railway?
Curb, right? Is it lodged on the curb or it is lodged on the curb?
Okay. Okay, one moment. Okay, and what is the name of the person with the vehicle and where are the keys located, sir?
I have the keys and my name is Errol Rose.
Okay, and you'll be present when the provider arrives, correct?
Right.
Okay. So, may I have the city and state your vehicle is currently in? So, what is the physical address of where you are with the vehicle, please?
Okay, the name of the road is White Wesley Road. I'm going to spell this for you. W-H-I-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
W-E-S-L-E-Y. Wait. I need y'all to be quiet.
Okay, so White Wesley Way, and what city and state are you in, please?
No, what city is it? Bessemer, Alabama.
How is that spelled? Bessemer? B-E-S-S-M-E-R?
Bessemer. E-R. No, not to E-R.
B-E-S-E-R?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Besser? B-E-S-E-R?
B-E-S-S. E-M-E-R.
The phone is really muffled. I know you guys are outside, and I'm so sorry. B-E-S-S-L-E-R?
No, B-E-S-S-E-M-E-R.
E-M-E-R. Gotcha. Okay. One second here. So it's White Wesley Way is how I have it down. Do you see, like, did you notice if there was any signs or any houses or anything before you noticed the vehicle?
No.
Okay. Just give me one second.
It's a house after the vehicle, but not before.
Okay, so I'm just going to flip over to satellite here. Just give me one second. Because I do see that it's just, like, trees everywhere. I do see the house. Yeah, so let me just zoom in on that house here. Let me drop myself in the middle of that map.
3614 Silktown Road would be, like, close to the address.
Okay, what's that again?
3214 Stumptown Road.
Stumptown Road?
3614 Stumptown Road.
South or Sump?
Stump.
Stump, S-T-U-M-P?
Yeah, S-T-U-M-P town, T-O-W-N,
Road. And that's in B-E-S-S-E-M-E-R, Alabama, correct, Besser?
Yeah, Bessemer, Alabama.
Perfect. Okay. Give me 1 second, because I do see that house that you were speaking of.
Yeah, that's close to the, that's like, I think the closest address to the road, on the road or something.
Yep. Okay. Just give me 1 second. Let me try it the other way, just in case. Just in case. Because I see the house. Alright, so. Just get rid of that address. And we'll try the one that's the closest to it. Let me just switch over to satellite again, sir. So when I put in Stumptown Road, let me see how far off the other street is. Just a moment. Takes you to Black Ranch, is up there in the woods, and then Wagon Wheel Drive. So when I map it at the 3414 Stumptown Road in Bessemer, Alabama, that is at the corner of Virginia Lane and Stumptown Road. It's not near the White Wesley Way.
Not near the White Wesley Way. They could make.
Second, let me just see if I can find it. So if I map it at the corner of Stumptown Road, yep, I see it as 3640 Stumptown Road in Bessemer, which where that's the closest one where the White Wesley Way meets the Stumptown Road. Is that great where you can take the corner?
Yeah, I'm going to get the address from a different house on White Wesley Way.
Okay.
That's okay. Oh, man, that's so upsetting.
Because the house that I see closest around the corner on White Wesley Way is 6225. That's just like a lonely house in the middle of nowhere. That's like the only house up around the corner.
Yeah, that's a... That's the one I was just going to give you, the 6225. That's the closest.
Yeah.
The closest one.
So would you say that's before your vehicle or after your vehicle?
That's after my vehicle.
Okay. So let me just zoom in one more time just to be sure. It's a white house, correct?
Yeah.
And then there's a little loop around the corner. It takes me back into the trees. Okay. So let's go with the closest landmark we have. Okay. Just give me 1 second. I want to make sure it mapped correctly there. Because it's in or around that area. Double check though first. 225 White Wesley Way. And you said that was after your vehicle, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say that you're going north, south, east, or west?
North, south, east, or west.
Yeah, because the way it is, like, I'm looking at it on Google Maps, and it's on the left-hand side of my road.
Northeast.
So I'm just trying northeast. So yeah. North, south, east, west. So you'd be northeast. Okay. Gotcha. And are you guys in like another vehicle there, like on scene with another vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay. What color vehicle are you and your family in?
What color vehicle this is? Green or gray? A gray vehicle.
Okay. What's the make of the vehicle? Like, are you in a
Nissan,
an Expedition? Are you in a little? Pardon me.
It's a Nissan Armada. It's like one of the big suburban-looking cars.
Okay, that helps. Okay. All right. So let me just put that in that provider note there. That will help us get there. All right, so what I'm going to do, Mr. Rose, is I'm just going to put you on hold. We're going to reach out to a provider. I'm going to get a quote for the winching service on there as well. What they do is that they will come out and winch it out, and you have the keys with you, correct?
Right.
Okay, so I'm just going to place you on hold, and we're going to get a quote for you. Okay, sir, please hold.
David Watts. Thank you. You're in the middle of the damn thing, yeah. What you mean my friends don't cover theft and vandalism? If you dig ass too. Deck, he's like Googie Moe and everything. My dad said I'm a good for a coat. And somebody hit me. No, I got a lot of business. Yeah. I've been driving less than you.
Yeah.
I'm just not driving.
Hi, Mr. Rose.
Hey.
Okay, so good news. We have Brooker Towing, which is Papa Son's Towing. Okay, the total due, if it takes only 30 minutes to winch out the vehicle from where it is, will be $75 out of pocket. It's $50 every hour after that if it takes longer than 30 minutes, and the quickest they can get there with the winching vehicle would be 4 hours from now.
Okay, so could be 4 hours from now and $75.
$75 is for the first 30 minutes out of pocket, and if it takes longer than that, it will be $50 per hour after that.
Okay. $75.
All right. So what would be your pay? Is that acceptable, the $75 and then the $50 every additional hour after that?
Okay, $75 and $50 every hour after that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay. All right, and what would be your payment method of payment? So would you be paying with cash, credit, or debit?
Debit.
Okay. All right, just going to put you on a quick hold. I'm going to send over the work order, and I'll come back with the information for you, okay?
Okay. Where you putting me? Oh.
What's up?
I think if I get that dent out, it'll split. What do you think is deeper than that? They can be a whole new toy. He's there for a while for me.
Hi, Mr. Rose. Sherry.
Is there a service on the way? Yeah, we.
Okay, so, all right. So we have, they're called Rooker, R-O-O-K-E-R, Towing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 4-hour ETA. They will send you a text message, and you'll also get a phone call from them when they're close to that location.
Okay.
And as I said, the first 30 minutes will be $75 with the 4-hour ETA. And then if it takes more than 30 minutes, it will be $50 per hour after that also. And you can ask them for a receipt just in case so that you can submit that in for reimbursement consideration with your plan provider. It never hurts to ask. Okay? I'm going to give you their phone number. So I know you guys are out there with the vehicle. Thankfully, it's good that you found it, which is a good thing. Sorry about the circumstances, though. So I'm going to give you their phone number just so that you'll have it.
Okay,
so it's 205.
Let me say. Let me get this. I'm just so upset about this. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so it's 205-233-1260.
I got it.
Okay, so it's 205-233-1260, and it's Rooker Towing.
Rooker Towing.
Correct.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
All right. Okay. So I hope you have a better rest of your day. I'm glad that you located your vehicle, sir. If you have any other questions or concerns, you can reach back out to us if there anything else arises.
Okay, thank you.
Pardon me?
Okay, I heard you. Okay, thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's a white. Maybe. Okay.
Come on, baby.